Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we bring in Ira Winderman, covers the Heat in the NBA for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And Ira Winderman is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Ira, how are you doing this evening, sir?
You know what, Alex? I'm doing good. And for as bad as the Heat might feel, you just realize there is nothing like the NCAA tournament with its one-and-done sudden ending. So as bad as it was for the Heat in Portland, as bad as it was, and it was pretty bad, for the Heat in Sacramento, to watch the Canes today and see how that transpires at the end, and then boom, it's all over. I think it adds some perspective to Heat fans and just followers of the NBA that almost always visit tomorrow in the NBA.
Ira, I know the Heat are on the road, and they play again tomorrow night in Los Angeles. Are they finding time to watch some of these tournament games? I know a number of Heat players, Dwayne Wade included, had big-time runs in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, absolutely. I matter of fact, I posted a photo gallery at sunsentinel.com. It's remarkable how many Heat players over the years have won NCAA championships, including on this roster, Justice Winslow and Wayne Ellington, and Dwayne Wade with his final four run, and Christian Laettner in the final four every season, a former Heat player. Yeah, you know what? It's almost to the point where the Heat are going to be at practice tomorrow with UCLA for their shoot-around during the day, and you know some players are going to be missing the games and catching the scores along the way. These guys live for the tournament. If you follow their Twitter accounts, so many players with alma maters who are in the tournament this year, obviously Bam Adebayo and Kentucky and Udonis Haslam in Florida. So, yeah, there's a lot of guys following that, paying plenty of attention. But also you have moments like before last night's game in Sacramento when they're all following the Bucks losing to Orlando and they're following the playoff races for the Heat. So don't ever listen to a player who tells you he's not scoreboard watching. They all do.
And the Heat will try and bounce back after nine straight losses on the road. Heat in Los Angeles tomorrow night, Ira. And I see that, unfortunately, Hassan Whiteside, Dwayne Wade, both out again tomorrow. And Richardson is doubtful. So what's the long view there, Ira? Is this just going to be one more, we hope, for Wade and Whiteside being out?
Yeah, again, there's a two-day break after that. They're off Saturday, they're off Sunday, before a pretty big Monday home game against the Denver Nuggets. I think if the Heat knew then, before they left on this trip, what they know now, they probably would have left the players behind to work with trainer Meredith, Bill Ferran, and get back in shape. They thought there was a chance. It's going to be awfully tough tomorrow. The Lakers are playing really, really well, especially at home right now. They lost to the Warriors last night, but at home they've been a different team. So again, I think for as much as we counted the Heat in, I think this could come out to be more of a case of, does Detroit and Charlotte simply make it that the Heat are going to get in no matter what? Because I think winning their way in looks a little tougher for the Heat right now.
And we're joined by Ira Winderman, covers the Heat in the NBA for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Ira, about last night, so the Heat attempt a franchise record in threes. Wayne Ellington attempts a personal record in three-pointers. Are the Heat shooting too many threes? Is Wayne shooting too many threes?
Yeah, I think the Heat are looking for the easy button. You know what happens if you go into a game, you play a team like the Kings, you say, hey, we're better, and then you get behind by 10, 12, 11 points, and then you realize you've got to do something, and you keep getting behind, and you try to take the easy way out. And it wasn't until Goran Dragic took control, like he did in Eurobasket for Slovenia, and said, I got this, and played a much more attacking game. The Heat can try to go for that easy button. They shoot a lot of threes. They're not necessarily among the elite in the NBA at three-point shooting. I think that was a lesson for them last night, that they could have made their game a lot easier if they just would have run the offense.
And Ira, the bad losses this year, I mean, look no further than the Sacramento Kings. I thought this team was tanking, supposedly. The Heat have lost to them twice this year. If De'Aaron Fox could play against the Miami Heat every night, he'd be a Hall of Famer.
I mean, he's going to be a really good one anyway. His quickness and ability to get to the rim, and defensively, he can pester you even with Dragic having his tough time. But again, you know, I know it's cliche, and I know you could say the same thing with the Panthers playing against other teams who are out of the playoff race. There just are no easy games in the pros. You still have
right
guys with individual talent. You still have a player like Zach Randolph that when they play him, he can score almost at will in the post. So you have those kind of players. Same thing with the Panthers. You might look at their schedule coming up and saying they have X, Y, and Z game. But you know what? If they play that game and the goaltender is hot, it doesn't matter who you're playing. I think the players with the mindset of, okay, we'll win X, Y, and Z game, 1, 2, and 3, it's not that way in the pros. And when you take a team for granted, you wind up happening what happened to the Heat last night in Sacramento.
Joined here by Ira Winterman, covers the Miami Heat in the NBA for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And okay, so Ira, tomorrow night, Heat at Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers just had a torrid pace against the Heat. The last time these teams squared off was a track meet, 131-113 Lakers, I believe. Lonzo Ball setting the tone and the pace in that game. What's your outlook for tomorrow night, where, as we've mentioned, no D. Wade, no Hassan Whiteside, and probably no Josh Richardson as well?
And honestly, I'm going to be honest, Alex, in a pace game, it's a chance that Hassan would not have played as much. And in a pace game, Dwayne Wade at 36 might not have been as efficient. This is what I don't understand about the Heat, and this is what I asked Justice Winslow after the game last night. You are a young team. Check. You are an athletic team. Check. You are an aggressive team. Check. So why are these teams that play a fast pace having their way with you? It goes against every common sense element of this team. And I think it's a matter of hustle, energy, and effort, because the Heat do have the young players. They do have the athleticism. They do have speed of their own. So I think it's a matter of just showing up and saying, you know what? It's going to be hard sometimes. And I think they have to start accepting that, because you know what? If you try to take it any other way, this team doesn't have that one individual superstar who gets you back in games. I mean, Goran Dragic did all he could with 15 fourth quarter points last night, but he's not at the level of a LeBron, of one of those guys who says, okay, our team's playing terrible, we're giving up a bunch of points like the Cavs are this year, but we still have our LeBron. He'd have to get it that they have to go to work every game when they're playing.
Your gut feeling, Ira, at this point, Heat playoff team or no?
Playoff team only because I know this sounds insane, Alex, but I think there's almost a chance they don't have to win another game. I watched the Pistons play Utah on Tuesday, and they were down like 30 points in the second quarter, and Charlotte's going in the other direction. The Heat, I believe, could possibly, and I'm not saying they're going to, finish 36-46 and still make the playoffs, because that ninth team in the East that we thought Detroit was isn't, and Detroit's on a six-game Western swing right now. They have a very tough game tonight against Denver, so I think the Heat, at worst, will back into the playoffs. But I got to tell you, Alex, if they finish with a worse record than last year's 41-41, don't let the playoff thing fool you. It will be a team that is backsliding.
Ira, with your busy schedule, do you have time to fill out brackets? Is that something you've done?
You know, I have to, because my wife and my son made me fill out a bracket, and they said,
well, good for them. Good for Jake.
Here's our $10. I got to tell you, real quick to segue, Jake is out in Dallas. He's covering the Gators, so he's covering their game later. He was covering the Miami game this afternoon. He wound up with a cameo when they introduced the team chaplain of Loyola of Chicago. She's being interviewed.
Yes.
And there's Jake sitting in the background, just like his dad, staring into his computer as if nothing is going on. So he's already had his drama today with the Canes. He's hoping not to have his drama tonight with the Gators. But I got to tell you, between the Canes, the Gators, and even Florida State's draw, this could be a very quick tournament for the Florida teams right now. We're so unfortunate with UM. All the talent, two potential lottery picks for the Canes this year. I know injuries got in the way there, but still they had the talent. I think that's disappointing for them. I think the Gators, after making the regional finals last year, have had a down season. I think they got to get something going. And Leonard Hamilton has to start producing tournament results for the Seminoles as well. So I think it's really critical mass in college basketball. And no, I had none of those in the Final Four in my bracket.
Now, who do you have winning the tournament? Are you a sheep like me? I went with Virginia like everyone else.
You know what? I didn't go with Virginia because of the injury coming in. And I think Villanova, so many people have slept in. And I think what Jay Wright's done there with marginal NBA talent a little more this year, I think is impressive. I have Rhode Island going deep into the tournament. I think they were so impressive in their tournament, the way they looked. So I have a good feeling about them. And I have Gonzaga going pretty far and got kind of nervous early on with them.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Kind of interesting. I think Virginia's injury situation is going to be an issue. I have Arizona going to the championship game. I just think they have the number one pick in the NBA draft in Ayton. I don't know what's going to happen with Miller and his situation there with the probe. So I think that's a team, because of everything that went on, I think that gets a team to sort of pull together as an us against the world. So I like where they're standing there in Arizona, and I like where they're standing there in Villanova. But I know that's also too chalk for a lot of people.
Always a pleasure talking with Ira Winterman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Ira is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Ira, thank you so much for the time, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
And I will be watching the Panthers on the computer, but don't tell anyone but Doug. Thanks.
All right, I will let Doug know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.